91X News.
It's plus six and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Julia Lennops. A community food hub at Sophiasburg Central School in Prince Edward County will allow the small school to stay open, Rachel Bell reports.
The county food hub will be a shared commercial kitchen providing restaurant quality equipment to help rentals get started. Mike Farrell, co-chair of the steering committee for the county food hub, says locating the food hub at the school is a win-win for both the business and the school.
And the idea is we help we keep our business going, but we also are going to be tenants to the landlord of the board, and what we pay them will help cover and mitigate, if not completely eradicate, the cost for the school for annual upkeep.
Not only will the shared commercial kitchen bring opportunities and save the school from closing, it will also save the community.
Whenever I speak about this, I always say it started out as sort of saving a school, but then it's kind of quickly turned into, you know, saving a community, because we're a little further out there, and we actually have a number of villages that are operating still here, Northport, Demarestville in particular, and even Greenpoint. So, you know, you take the one central school out of there and bus everybody away. You're not going to draw too many families into the ward, and next thing you know, it's something different.
Rachel Bell, QNET News, Belleville.
Ontario's Integrity Commissionaire says he is starting an investigation into the conduct of ousted Progressive Conservative leader Patrick Brown. J. David Wake says his office has started exploring a complaint against Brown made by Tory legislator Randy Hillier. Last week, Hillier asked Wake to look into Brown's financial disclosures and travel, alleging the former leader broke legislation that governs Ontario politicians' conduct. Brown has denied Hillier's allegations, saying they are entirely fictional. Wake gives no timeline for the completion of his investigation, but says the findings will be made public. Brown resigned as Tory leader in late January after CTV News reported allegations of sexual misconduct against the 39-year politician that he has strongly denied. He has since started a bid to reclaim his old job. An independent commission has found that a now discredited drug and alcohol test has caused a lot of harm to vulnerable families across Ontario. The commission, led by Provincial Court Judge Judith Beeman, reviewed more than 1,200 child welfare cases spanning 25 years. Beeman says the Mother Risk Hair Analysis Program was forced on poor and otherwise vulnerable families by children's aid societies.
The testing was imposed on parents and other caregivers who were among the poorest and most vulnerable in our society. There was scant regard for due process or for their rights to privacy and bodily integrity.
Children's aid societies were directed in 2015 to stop using the Mother Risk tests. After apologizing for the issues, Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children shut down the program. Ottawa police have charged a 40-year-old man with possessing and accessing child pornography after hundreds of images were allegedly discovered on a found cell phone. Officers say the child exploitation unit was notified by a local business of a found cell phone containing child porn images. They say following investigation and forensic analysis showed several hundred images. An Ottawa man was due in court Monday afternoon to face the charges. Ottawa police declined to provide further details. They are asking anyone with information to contact police or Crime Stoppers. Police are investigating a suspected triple murder-suicide in which one man is believed to have killed three members of the same family before taking his own life. Officers in Ryerson Township, Ontario, are sifting through two scenes to try and explain why the incident happened. But Detective Investigator Martin Graham says it can be hard to piece together the specifics.
Obviously, the only people that know exactly what happened and why it happened are unable to speak. So it's an interpretation sometimes based upon the evidence that is acquired from other people that when put together may paint and be able to give a clearer picture as to what and why it happened.
Graham has asked for anyone who knows anything about the incident to come forward. Alberta says it is investigating $1 billion in oil sands blacktop upgrading to get more money on its oil. The money will be used for loan guarantees and grants to bring in anywhere from 2 to 5 partial oil upgrading facilities. Alberta Energy Minister Marge McQuaig-Boyd says this does not replace Alberta's need to see pipelines built.
I want to be perfectly clear. We still need to get pipeline access expanded, especially to world markets, which is the goal of the Trans Mountain Pipeline expansion. Partial upgrading won't solve this issue, but it will help.
The goal is to have Alberta's thick blacktop upgraded in the province so that more of it can flow through pipelines, leading to an increase in volume and sales. Doctors in Quebec are asking the provincial government to pedal back on plans to give physicians major pay hikes. So far, more than 200 doctors have signed an open letter. To say increases are very shocking, that given other healthcare workers such as nurses and clerks face difficult working conditions as well. Isabelle LeBlanc, president of the Quebec Doctors for Medicare, says nurses are overwhelmed, their working conditions are awful, and it's the same for orderlies and all the other workers in the healthcare system. She says the increases the physicians would get should be going to the workers or into the system.
It's unusual for people to say, don't give us more money, but I don't think it's that unusual for people to say, well, the workplace we work in needs more money, give the money there and don't put it directly in our pockets.
Premier Philippe Couillard's Liberal government recently made a deal with the province's 10,000 specialist doctors that would see their annual pay rise to $4.5 billion a year in 2023 from the current $4.7 billion. They would also be entitled to various retroactive salary increases. That's QNET News on 91X to 407. Sports is next.
Have you noticed your bottom front teeth have become more crowded over time? Do you want them straight but dread the look of braces? I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson, and I offer a more aesthetic option. You can have tiny braces on the inside of your lower front teeth. Nobody will notice your braces, but everyone will see your beautiful straight teeth. Come visit me, Dr. Julianne Peterson, and see how easy getting straight teeth can be. Call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
Good afternoon, I'm Julia Lennox with QNET Sports. Tomorrow in AHL Sports, at 12 p.m., the Texas Stars will play against the Chicago Wolves at the Allstate Arena. Binghamton Devils versus Belleville Senators at the Yardman Arena at 7 p.m., At 10 p.m., the San Antonio Rampage will face off against the San Diego Gulls at the Valley View Casino Center. It's NHL trade day, and the Winnipeg Jets gained forward Paul Stancy from the St. Louis Blues today for forward Eric Foley and two draft picks. On Monday, the Ottawa Senators announced the club has traded defenseman Ian Cole to the Columbus Blue Jackets for forward Nick Mutrie and third-round draft pick in the 2020 NHL draft. The Ottawa Senators will be assigning the Toronto native Mutrie to the Belleville Senators. He has 3 goals and 3 assists in his 22 games played with the AHL's Cleveland Monsters. Mutrie has 17 goals and 37 points, all with the Blue Jackets organization. He was a 2013 fourth-round pick by Columbus. Mike Fisher is officially back with the Nashville Predators. The Veterans Center signed a 1-year, $1 million U.S. deal after coming out of retirement in January to rejoin the team. Fisher had to sign with Nashville by today to qualify for the team's playoff roster. Tonight, the Golden State Warriors will be playing against the New York Knicks at 7:30 p.m. The Los Angeles Lakers against the Atlanta Hawks at 7:30 p.m. tonight. Chicago Bulls versus Brooklyn Nets at 7:30 tonight. And Detroit Pistons against the Toronto Raptors will be playing at 7:30 tonight. Canada will send 55 athletes to the Paralympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea next month. It's the largest group Canada has ever sent to the Games. 18 members of the team are previous medal winners, including cross-country skier Brian McKeever, who has 13 medals. Wheelchair curler James Asnew is the oldest Canadian athlete at age 58, while para-hockey player James Dunn is the youngest at age 17. Canada will be looking to improve on the 16 medals they won at the 2014 Games in Sochi. Former Montreal Impact coach Mauro Biel was named assistant coach of Canada's national soccer team and under-23 program director today. Biela will supervise the development of young players and will assist head coach John Herdman with the Canadian squad. Biello played for Canada at the 1989 FIFA U-17 World Cup in Scotland and also played for the senior national team. He was fired after missing the playoffs last season and replaced by Remy Gard. J.D. Martinez is finally a member of the Boston Red Sox. The five-year, $1 million contract that Martinez agreed to with the club a week ago has been finalized. Martinez says he feels honored that a historic franchise wanted him to be a part of its mission.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the task at hand. I know this, you know, historic franchise and this organization, and, you know, winning is number one, and bringing a championship back to Boston is the ultimate goal, and I'm happy to now be a part of it.
Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, it's mainly sunny with a high of 7. Tonight it will be clear skies with a low of -2. Tomorrow it will be mainly sunny with a high of 9. At 4:11, it's mainly sunny. QNET News on air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Julia Lennox, QNET News, News on 91X, next at 5 o'clock.